What's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 137 of the Dumb Marks podcast. It's Memorial Day weekend here in the States, which is kind of the unofficial kickoff to summer. But we got the triple threat edition here. Steve's off for the day. But we got three big wrestling prediction shows to cover. Gentlemen, we got Night of Champions, which is going to start here roughly in about 2 hours. Then we got NXT Battleground tomorrow. And then AEW Double or Nothing. It's a lot to cover in one weekend. How are you guys feeling today?
We feel good today. Mm-hmm. All the events for me are missable, so.
All of them. Okay. Y'all haven't been enjoying anything, so.
There's only like one or two matches.
What's going on, Nate?
One or two matches.
Or when are people here?
Hey, yeah, there's been some good, there's been some bad in wrestling lately for sure. I think we can pretty much cover everything with over 20 some matches that will hit on some predictions today. So
yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Donald, you said all of them are missable. Is, even though they're missable, is there one you're looking more forward to than any of the others?
Probably Night of Champions.
Okay.
I think I'll put in all Night of Champions. Even though I've been watching like a lot more NXT than anything lately, Night of Champions holds some value.
Jason, for you.
I'm gonna go with the NXT. Go Battleground. If things play out the way I want it to.
That, I mean, we'll do three different for three different. I'm looking forward to Double or Nothing more than anything else here. Now the champions probably course. After that, but yeah.
Oh, that cool.
Oh, I got the link. I got a little message you sent me with a link, and I was like, I'm not clicking that. So I clicked the name, and it was like, look, a thing not found. I'm like, he got hacked.
Yeah.
He's gone.
What happened? what they try to hit you with the link? Do you see, or it was just like a blank link?
Who, mine?
Yeah.
Mine was like, it said Jason Beecham and then an Instagram link. Okay. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going. Yeah.
Good old fish.
Yeah. It wasn't like the WWE new world heavyweight champion that they don't want you to know about or something.
I'm like, are coins going on my government? Right?
That's talking to a whole other level then. Mm-hmm. How was everybody's week? Anything exciting going on?
Slow. Felt really slow this week.
I have had worse on my phone.
All right. We got three events. Should we get right into it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Let's go. So I think the way we're going to lay things out for you guys today is we're going to hit up Night of Champions first, since that's coming on. Kickoff will start in about an hour, and then the show at 1 o'clock Eastern today. After that, we'll hit up NXT, Battleground, and Double or Nothing, which I'm still not sure why they're doing this, are going on at the same time tomorrow, both starting at 8 p.m. live. I did see something yesterday that this is going to be the first time since 1989 that two major promotions will produce events head-to-head. Hmm. The last time this happened was WrestleMania 5 and Clash of the Champions 6.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Clash of Champions thought they could beat the Mega Powers Explode.
I don't remember what Clash of the Champions was, like what the match was, but mm-hmm. Yeah, that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah. Back then, I didn't even know that promotion existed.
No. I hadn't even started watching wrestling yet.
Yeah, so. I didn't even know that promotion existed until Flair bought the belt. WWF wrestling. I was like, okay.
A year later, I started watching wrestling, but Flair was one of the people that I knew.
So. Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's get right into it. We'll kick things off with Night of Champions. And since it's Night of Champions, we'll start with some title matches first. There's a few matches that aren't title matches, so we'll mix those in. But let's kick things off with the Raw Women's Championship. Bianca Belair versus Asuka. You want to kick things off?
The way, like, the fans are souring on Bianca, I think it's time for a change. I think it's time for Asuka to get the belt. And if she loses another title fight, like, what does that say about Asuka and their booking of her?
That was whenever you said it's time for a change, that was going to make me ask, do you mean a title change for a change for Bianca or a change of the belt to Asuka? So
title change, yeah. Okay. I got Asuka for the win.
Okay. Jason.
I don't know, just because the bill was trash between this brief little thing, but I'll go with Asuka.
Exactly what you said, Jason. The build was trash. We've talked about that on here the past couple weeks, is that you did nothing with Asuka right after WrestleMania, and then you bring her back, and it's just like she hasn't left the picture. And for what? Like, why hasn't she left the picture? You know, she lost at WrestleMania. It's just like, I get maybe she needs some time off or whatever, but you got to at least give a reason why she took some time off and came back, you know, and they just haven't connected those dots to make me care about this feud at all this time around. I cared more about it for WrestleMania, and I expected Asuka to win then. And I think we may have all even said Asuka at that time, but I don't think it's now. So I'm going to go Bianca to retain. Mm-hmm. I do think there needs to be some sort of change though in this title picture, especially they got to do something with the belts. We have Bianca Bianca's a SmackDown wrestler with a Raw belt. Rhea's a Raw wrestler with a SmackDown belt. I don't want to see a swap, but
no,
there needs to be some sort of change happening somewhere with something.
Unless a turn comes from Bianca on this.
I heard rumors that there might be a Street Profits and a Bianca turn. That's just in the rumor mill, so we have to wait and see if anything happens with that.
Yeah, Taekwon got Bianca retaining. Okay. And then also going back, he also said that was a Flair Steamboat Flair Steamboat was 2 out of 3 falls match during that clash against WrestleMania.
So a decent match.
Yes,
but
Taekwon wasn't even born. He said, "Even watch it live, huh?"
he's gonna help us out and be the stat boy for the day. All right, so we talked about the Raw. Let's head over to SmackDown Women's Championship. Rhea Ripley versus Natalya. A match we've all kind of shit on the past couple weeks since it's been building. So
every time there's a new champion, Natty gets her obligatory title match. Always. Anytime. Every time a new champ, Natty, you're up.
And then what bill was there for this?
She was a bully. That's it.
Did they even talk last week? Were they even in the segment?
They had a backstage segment.
Oh, I'm thinking of him and Cruz.
I don't remember.
I think. It may even been the week before, but there was a backstage segment somewhere.
Yeah, man, I just remember more Rhea just getting in Apollo's face this week.
That's it.
For Dawn. Yeah, Rhea, for sure.
Yeah. The slow ass walk to the ring and then the stare. That was it.
Yeah, I got Rhea. Okay. No way she's losing a title.
Mommy.
I mean, I don't know anybody that's going to pick Natalya out of this. Not that there's anything wrong with Natalya. She's one of my favorites. And I think she's the only woman wrestler to actually wrestle since there's been women matches at Saudi Arabia. I think she's wrestled on every event. So. This was kind of, we got to put Natalya on the card in a way. Kind of what Donald said and Saudi Arabia mixed together.
And how do you go about this swap? Like, I don't want to see a swap, but Rhea's not losing anytime soon.
No.
I see Bianca losing before.
Yeah.
And you can rectify that situation, but you have the swap somehow.
I thought about this, and we'll see if, I don't think this is the way they're going to go, but we'll see if it goes. I could see Filter Donald, filter. I could see maybe a Becky Lynch situation when Becky won both belts and became Becky two belts after WrestleMania 35. And then the next pay-per-view, they had her defend both belts separately.
And she lost one.
Instead of together, and that's when she lost one. So I could see them putting, we'll just say, Rhea wins both belts. And then they put her, like, say, in a triple threat fatal four-way match so they can eliminate her from the match and still lose the belt.
Charlotte. You want to be that? You want to pass that 16?
Yeah. She is.
She's, one night.
She had 14?
I think so. Yeah, 14.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Win two belts. So that's the Jay Cargo effect. You have two matches. Just put the belt on, put two belts on the line.
Jason said, put the strap on her.
No, I'm over people with two belts.
Yeah. I'm over it too. It's been everybody's doing it now.
Yeah.
Every promotion's touched on this.
Unless they got the two belts and they make them one and give them one title, fuse both belts into one. I don't want to see two belts ever again.
Yeah.
I need Roman six belts.
I don't need Roman being Ultimo Dragon over here. Like FTR did that. Close. That's the closest I've seen for that many belts, you know?
Like, yeah, we don't need, yeah.
All right. We'll move on to the Intercontinental Championship. We got Gunther versus Mustafa Ali.
I don't even know who the one guy is, but Gunther's winning.
Just degrading.
That's how bad they buried him.
Yes.
Dolph Ziggler territory now?
Oh, man, he's been there. He's been there. I got somebody else to add to the list in Dolph Ziggler territory also, too.
Like I was telling y'all off, I was like, I had interest when he won the thing, but then when he won the Battle Royal, but then he went backstage and started doing that positive Ali stuff, and he just killed it for me. Like, you're joking around. Then when he got serious, Brock comes in with the, hence the title, Get a Life Kid, and just shit all over his promo.
I agree with you on everything there, because the backstage stuff, it did ruin it for me. It's just like, you had your moment to make him be a contender, and then you just squash that, you know, 3 minutes later, you know, after the commercial break. And exactly what you said with Brock, that will be my jabroni of the week, is that Mustafa's cutting a promo to hype his title match and to promote, you know, being in Saudi Arabia and having a title match. Nothing to shit on there. And then Brock comes in and shits on it of Get a Life Kid. It's just like, wasn't even needed. Like, made no sense to the segment at all. Just like
that. That sounds like a Vince audible there.
Yeah.
Hey.
It made Vince chuckle, so put it in the show.
Yep.
And I just let you know who's retaining.
Yeah. Who's retaining no matter what, no matter who you fought.
Yeah, does anybody have anybody different?
No, not at all.
I'm expecting a good match, you know, but two different styles. So I think this could really be something good, because I think they'll each balance each other out here.
Mm-hmm.
But exactly, Ty, I'd put money on this, but you're not going to win a lot of money off of it because he's got to be the heavy favorite.
And so far, seeing that Gunther, he could adapt to anybody's fighting style and have a hell of a match.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah. All right. So move on here. We'll go to one of the first non-title matches of the night, Becky Lynch versus Trish Stratus.
Did they cut promos back in the Diva days?
Yeah.
At all? In the bra and panty match days?
Not for those. Man, well, sometimes a little bit for those, but
man, Trish and Lita just segment killers. Can't talk, can't. I don't get it. I'm going Becky Lynch.
Ones have acted.
It'll be interesting match. Interesting match because Trish can still go, but the bill for this was just terrible.
Yeah,
one's an active roster, one's a legend. You know where I'm going.
Trish?
Becky.
Hey, Trish's roster. She got drafted.
That made no sense to me when she got drafted.
Okay. Official roster.
I'll be surprised if she continues on after this.
After this?
Yeah.
Just by seeing her getting drafted.
I mean,
you got to bring Lita back in the picture somehow.
And then, no, you don't.
Trish hasn't been Miss Money in the Bank yet. Got something next month?
Don't speak that. Oh,
yeah, all these women in like on the roster, we can't do anything with them. But you gonna give it to Trish?
Like, the story here isn't Trish and Becky. Trish took out Lita. That's the story here.
Mm-hmm.
Like why we're like, to me, at some point Lita has to come back and be put into the story and have a match somewhere.
Oh, the match happened. Totally. You go on WWE Network and watch it like 10 years ago.
Oh, it happened more than once.
Yeah, I love you.
You can see a couple of Raw main events. You can see a couple of pay-per-views.
There you go. There you go. You want to see it? It happened already. You don't have to wait.
Their official retirement match or the end of an era match. They can both be all on a high note.
Nah, you could just write a post on Instagram. I'm retired. That's good enough.
Good enough. I don't. If Trish is sticking around, this won't be the end of the feud. If this is a one-off, Becky's winning. But if Trish is sticking around, I can kind of see Trish winning. You know, to continue it on.
And then plus,
Lita's got to come back in.
Then plus, it's Saudi Arabia too. So glorify house show. So.
Legends usually go over, so.
Exactly.
So I'll say Trish is sticking around. I'll agree with Ty on this, and I'm going to go Trish for the win.
Becky for the future.
Give me Becky.
All right. So we'll head over to another non-title match, Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. So did you guys watch the press conference yesterday at all?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This match doesn't make sense to me now. Because you ended Raw this week with Triple H and Cody just talking in the back, and Triple H basically giving him like the okay, you know, your heart's here, you're a big heart kid, you know, go do the job in Saudi Arabia. And then they start the press conference with Cody, his arm being broken. And them asking him, like, well, Triple H, you know, like, you're an executive. How can you justify putting someone in the ring, you know, that has a broken arm against Brock Lesnar, you know? And Triple H basically gave it, like, they both want to fight, so I'm going to let them fight. Like, honestly, I was expecting, like, not saying it had to be this, but I was expecting, like, an unsanctioned match.
Yes. Coming out that sounds like unsanctioned.
Yeah. Like, listen, he has a broken arm. I can't justify putting him out there, but he wants to fight. Brock wants to fight. So we want to wash our hands of it. Like, I expected an unsanctioned, no DQ, something. And that this is just, at least that would justify something. That would give Cody an edge, at least. But you're just having them in a match with a broken arm. Like, why do we have to keep doing this to Cody? Like, why do we have to keep putting obstacles in his way to overcome? Because I don't see him overcoming this one tonight.
Because everything was given to you. Like, you were pegged. To me, it was like you were pegged. You went undefeated. You won the Rumble. Give me a Cody loss other than WrestleMania. You don't want to just, like, give it to you. You got to earn it.
Nah.
Fight.
See, I think the complete opposite. I think they're just going to let Cody just keep on his win streak until he gets the title. So I think he's winning. He's going to win with another roll up because he got a bad arm. So
it could happen.
No, to me, this is the excuse for a loss, and then you have that rubber match.
So Brock again. Brock's been here for a while.
Hey, you need somebody for SummerSlam.
But we're Saudi Arabia tonight. We got what? than London beginning of July. Yes, you got London next in July, and then SummerSlam after that. So you got two big events that you can book Brock in. I'm kind of with you. What's going on, man? I see Brock winning this because of what you kind of said earlier, Donald. Where are they at? I can see Brock getting over. Would a Cody win completely surprise me after Puerto Rico? No. Because I kind of expected Brock to win that one. But I'm gonna go Brock, but this isn't it. You gotta have this to me is another setback, another hill for Cody to climb again to get that next win over Brock.
Cody for the win, and let's move on. I'm tired of
it. I like the wrestling theories that this is Triple H getting back at Cody. Laying out, in the ring. So if it works out like that on screen, I'm for it. Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, that would be a match I would want to see.
What?
And a Triple H and
Cody. Oh, did you wrestle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, match, but not like just the storyline of him, like, hey,
yeah,
he broke the throne.
But at least it's a good way. At least it's fun for Triple H to interject himself in the story, even though he can't be in the ring,
That would be hilarious if they showed it on TV. Triple H, like, remember this?
Get a reenactment.
Or Triple H just brings out the broken throat.
Question for you, Jason.
Oh.
What do you mean it was just given to him?
That you said like that he wasn't earning. Oh.
Not that he wasn't earning. You knew Cody was winning. We just like we don't want to see this straight undefeated streak going through. You're over that. You don't want to see that. Like there's nothing to when you win it, it doesn't feel as
I get it, climbing the mountain.
Accomplished. Yeah. Not earned, but accomplished.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. We got two more matches left for Night of Champions. So we'll see what the main event of the show is. It's supposed to be a triple main event. I hate when they do triple main events, but we'll go with the Undisputed Tag Team Championship here. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa.
Well, I think this is going to be the final match just because it's Roman.
We'll get to that. We'll talk a little bit about that later too, but that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
This is on my Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Again, this time Jay. I'm not Jay. Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Okay. I got Jimmy stepping up.
He's the tribal chief.
Yeah. Jimmy. Jimmy. Hello, man. That was good.
Paul Heyman's face when he said that was.
What did you do? What did you do? Paul's the real tribal chief there. I'll acknowledge Paul anytime.
Like it's just cinematic every week, and I'm beating it up. Like they need to just make this a soap. Give me a good 15 minutes each week of the Bloodline. Make it its own little episode or something. Make it like the BTE.
I was gonna say if this was that's a good one. I haven't heard that yet. So I was gonna say back in the day, it used to be after a story was done, you got a DVD set after it. They don't do that anymore. So,
how I wanted to go is I want Roman and Solo to win, and then the Usos challenge them for the tag titles. But it's not going to go that way. So, Sammy and KO's retaining.
I agree with you. I want it to go that way,
mm-hmm.
But I have Jimmy and Jay probably interfering in. You'll probably just get a match with no titles between the Bloodline.
Do you do do either of you see this match ending in a pinfall, or do you see it ending? This is one reason why I don't know if it's going to be the main event, because I don't know if I see it ending in a real way, other than shenanigans.
Yeah, because Roman ain't going to take a pin and Sokoa ain't going to take a pin.
Yeah, like you can't get, so it's like you could get a disqualification out of it. And, you know, it's like in whoever win, like they could attack, the Usos could attack KO and Sammy, you know, or whatever. And then it is what it is. But yeah, I don't know if it's going to be, I don't see Roman or Solo taking the pin, like you said, Dom.
Hey, WWE hasn't been on their DQ DQ draw kicking a minute.
Mm. Yeah.
Remember they had a lot of those back, not in the back of the day, maybe like 2 years ago. So I can pull another one. I don't know.
Yeah. No. Mm. Sammy KO.
If anybody will be Solo taking the pin, but I don't want to see that.
I feel like he's more protected than Roman right now.
Yeah, because he's the enforcer.
Well, yeah, he got that Cody loss.
Oh, that is.
Cody put them shoulders to the mat.
And we haven't sat there and said that's hurt Solo at all.
Mm-hmm. You know? No.
I think I'd be surprised if Roman and Solo win, but at the same time, I wouldn't be either. Like, I don't know. I'm gonna go KO and Sammy with shenanigans.
Okay. Yeah, with the shenanigans, nobody's taking a pin.
Everybody's protected in that match, huh?
They're just going to insert somebody just to take a pin. Dolph Ziggler, get out there.
Jason, do you give a prediction?
Sammy KO.
Okay.
Or maybe this is when you introduce family. You said that line. Hey. There's family out there.
I'm sure they're promoting Fast X. You know, everyone outside the world, too. Can electrify that stadium up anytime tonight.
What are you talking about? He ain't in Fast X.
Okay. I don't care about the spoiler alert on that one.
Talking about.
I didn't even see the movie.
Rock just got done doing great XFL stuff. We ain't no movie. We got time for that.
I don't know what that dude does, but he has all the time in the world for everything.
Instead of match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's the only thing he doesn't have time for.
And look at that. Slam. We haven't even talked about that. That's a good fun has been.
I don't know, but Roman did dedicate this match to his dad and the Wild Samoan, so.
You're talking about pulling legends out, man. Come on.
All right, we'll move on. So the match that I have penciled in here is the main event for the World Heavyweight Championship, Seth freaking Rollins versus AJ Styles. The rumors that I've been seeing, and I hope this isn't true, because you want to just shit on a title and say it is definitely your secondary title, is that this match could open up the card tonight.
Really?
Yeah. They said they want to kick it off with something hot. It's just like
something hot. I mean, the two wrestlers are hot, but
yeah,
the match for this title. It's not hot.
You want to establish this as a belt, it's got to be your main event. Like, I don't care if Roman is the hottest thing in the company right now. You got to establish. And you just have to establish this as the belt. And it has to be in that main event position.
Seth,
What's that?
So. I'm going AJ. just because, I don't know, Seth Jones just seems too obvious. And, you know, Karrion Kross started a feud with AJ. So, you know, that's got to go nowhere. And how do you go? How do you make that go nowhere? You put it on AJ. Send them to Raw.
I like the match for the match just because I like both wrestlers a lot. But I'm not behind this title at all. This title is just lingering like over my head as truly the secondary belt. I mean, to me, this title is just like the FTW belt. It means absolutely nothing. I said that before, and it's still there. When you have somebody else who got both of your world titles as the champ. So to me, with this one, I don't care who wins. I have no pick.
He took down all his AJ figures out the back.
I'm looking straight at
him. He said, I don't give a damn.
I don't. His match will be handled on Raw for all I care.
Two of my favorite wrestlers in the company. You know, probably my top two. And looking forward to the match. I really could see it going either way. I do think Seth will win. I think, you know, being first NXT champion, being put, you know, in the original universe, you know, he didn't win in the first Universal Championship match. I think they're kind of maybe righting the wrong of that with this title. I didn't mind Finn winning that. I just felt Seth was the better choice at that time, but I'm going with Seth for the win. But there's things that I wouldn't mind AJ winning. I think they've been kind of doing that smoke and mirrors of all the focus is on Seth, and maybe not to. Then they're doing other stuff with AJ on SmackDown, and I don't know if that's, you know, to make you think that AJ isn't going to win.
Mm.
But I mean, when AJ got drafted to SmackDown, it surprised me. Because a few years ago, he had said that he didn't want to be on the same show as Paul Heyman. Maybe they squashed their beef, you know, all the stuff with the OC. But now that they're on SmackDown together, I was kind of surprised when he got drafted there. So maybe that was just to get AJ some TV time, and then now they're going to right the wrong and move him back to Raw with the title. Mm-hmm. We'll see. But I could see it going either way. But my money is on Seth.
And we already had the OC in Judgment Day, but with Seth with the title, I wouldn't mind seeing that circle back between him and Finn.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And like what Johnny just brought up too, it's like that's what Edge's story was for going into the tournament, saying that he never lost. For those that are listening in on this, Donald's playing the world's smallest violin. Doesn't give a shit about Edge.
No. We heard it already. How many wrestlers never got their title back after getting hurt? Enough with the excuses. Next.
Finn.
All right. Let's go into next then. That's the end of Night of Champions. Let's move into NXT Battleground. And we'll kick things off with the NXT North American Championship. Wesley versus Tyler Bate and Joe Gacy.
This will probably be my match of the night, for sure. And I still see Wesley retaining the title. He's just too good with the title. The perfect title for him. I don't see Gacy winning. I don't see Bate winning. So just default to Wes.
Give me Gacy. Give me a reason. I don't want to say it. I don't have a reason to care now, but add something to it. To his
the schism.
The schism. Add something to it because you can't keep doing the same thing every week, just attacking random people. Or just having random people. What'd you say?
I said, had you met Braun Breaker?
You already got
it. Hey, that's only 3 weeks old. That's only 3 weeks old.
I haven't been keeping up with NXT all like that. I've watched a little bit here and there the past few weeks building up to this, but I don't know really what's developed for this storyline. On paper, I'd be more attracted to a Wesley versus Tyler Bate match than a triple threat with Gacy in here. I'm not a Gacy fan.
So basically, Wes and Bate were buddy buddy, and there was underlying issues that Bate secretly wanted the title himself.
Okay.
So that's why Wes isn't looking too fond on Bate, and Gacy planted that seed.
So keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Stupid storyline, but the match will
it gets there.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's NXT 2.0 for me. It's storyline. So I'm going Wesley. I'd be surprised if, but I like Bate. So it's like if they put the title on Bate, I'd be cool with that too. So okay. Next one, NXT Heritage Cup. You guys are gonna have to explain this one to me because what the hell is a British Rounds rules? We got Noam Dar versus Dragon Lee.
They explained it every episode, and
I still get confused about it. It's more like boxing. So they do a round. I don't know if it's 2 minutes or 3 minutes.
I think it's 3 minutes.
Okay,
three minutes.
So it's a traditional Heritage Cup match then.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I saw the British Rounds rules, and I was just like, yeah. What's the stipulation here? So, okay, it's – okay, I've watched the Heritage Cup matches. I know how that's formatted. Yep. So, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. I didn't love it at NXT UK. The Heritage Cup wasn't one of those things. There were some good matches, but it mm-hmm. wasn't one of those things that drew me to watch the show.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Just straight with this match. Just Noam Dar is retaining Heritage Cup. I don't see Dragon Lee winning it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Noam Dar. I'd rather put it on Nathan Frazier.
Okay.
I think he'll be the one next in line for the cup.
I'm going to go with Noam as well. Just merge this with the North American title.
Like, yeah.
You know, just have some sort. Let that be for this because it's different, because it's a cup. You know, it's not a title belt. Let that be like an option C type thing.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. let him say, hey, I'm going to give this up. We'll do a unification match. You know, but I want the North American title or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to push Noam, you know, and with against a Carmelo, that's got more jumping the gun. I think it more fit with the North American championship. But
yeah.
So
to me, I can't get with cups and trophies in wrestling. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It just seems like something pointless to carry out. Just throw a belt around your waist.
I feel you.
Yeah. That's no different than bringing out the Andre the Giant.
No. This one, they just defend it more.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But I think the Heritage Cup even was a thing previously. Like, not even to
the NXT. Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yeah. They went through the history a little bit with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's not something I need to see continue on. Unless they just want to keep it around because of NXT Europe, whenever that launches at some point.
Yeah.
Which Sean kind of talked about this week, saying that the whole thing with the sale of the company needs to finalize before they even launch that. So that could come next year. You know, yeah. I think they were originally planning sometime this year, but looks like probably next year for NXT Europe. So, all right, we'll head over into the last man standing match, Dragunov versus Dijak.
I don't even know where you go with this match.
I'm pretty sure the match will deliver.
Oh, yeah.
Anything with Dijak is just, if it ain't in the ring on a pay-per-view, I don't care.
And Dragunov. He delivers constantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going with Ilya.
I'll go with you there, Dragunov.
We'll do three on that one. And can we start promoting some of these guys as legit contenders in NXT? I'm getting kind of tired of all the NXT UK talent just not being treated as the guys.
Yeah. Especially since this is developmental, like, hey.
Yeah.
Dragunov had beef with Trick. Not Mello. Trick.
Like, if there's one NXT UK talent down there right now, and I'm a fan of bait, don't get me wrong, but if there's one NXT talent down in a regular NXT right now, it's Dragunov that should be the guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know what their plan is. I don't know if their plan is to keep them here and then eventually move them up to the main roster, or if they're going to be the bread and butter for Europe at some point. But, like, showcase them. Like, don't let them just be, you know, enhancement talent.
What they did for the Yes Boys, so, you know.
Yeah, it's true. Probably the ones that got the most over.
Yeah, so probably. Far. Yeah.
All right, so we'll head into the NXT Tag Team Championship. Got Gallus versus the Creed Brothers.
You talk about a yawn of a match. Both of these teams do absolutely nothing for me. Nothing. So I pass on this match.
I don't know how you squandered the Creed's buzz, but for a second there, they were all the hype, and now it's just like, I truly don't care all like that.
They were like, for a while, like that hype, that was like American Alpha hype to me.
Yeah, they were.
If it wasn't there, it was close to it.
It wasn't there, but
I think it might have been. I think it was them actually losing. Well, they lost the match. Everybody wanted to win, and then they just lost from there. Even when they had the titles, it wasn't even that great. Mm-hmm. So you squandered that buzz, and Gallus does absolutely nothing. Yeah. I like the finisher. That's about it.
As soon as their music hits, my channel's turn.
Between these two, the Creed Brothers I prefer over Gallus, but it's not a match I really care about at all right now. So I'm going to go Creed Brothers just to pick the Creed Brothers. But
give me the Creeds.
All right, whatever the NXT Women's Championship. We got Lyra Valkyrie versus Tiffany Stratton.
Okay, this is my jabroni of the week.
Okay.
Fanatics. I went to buy a Tiffany Stratton shirt, and it's like 2-day shipping. And they meant 2-day shipping, like, we're going to process your order in 2 days and ship it. I'm thinking, like, it'll get to me in 2 days. It's not coming from Connecticut. It's coming from Arizona, and it's slated for June 5th.
Oh, they moved. It used to come from Ohio. That's where the warehouse used to be, yeah.
Oh, well, that's where it stops. That's where it stopped at now.
Okay.
In Ohio now. Waiting to get here.
So now.
So I don't know. I just hate Fanatics. And I finally found out how you shop Fanatics. You know, I got the list of superstars on the side of, like, this is superstars. Okay. You got to hit see all.
Okay.
And then look, it's like me and my sister were watching, and they were showing, like, the little graphic, 20% off delivery or something. And it showed 4 shirts. So I go on the website because her company works with Fanatics, and everybody hates their website. So I'm like, look, I go on to NXT.com. You see a Mello shirt and you see a Nikita Lyons shirt on the main page. And you go to search, like, all NXT branded stuff. It's just Plex and Thing shirts, like the PLE shirts.
Okay.
Premium Live Event. I'm like, okay, so how do you find all this stuff? You just featured all this stuff on this commercial that should be on your main header, and only one shirt that was on the commercial was there, was the Mello. She said everybody hate Fanatics. I'm there with them. I don't get it.
I don't like that. I'm guessing now they're shipping out of Fanatics warehouse then, because I did order something not long after they did it, and it was still from Ohio, because it used to only come... Mm-hmm. I mean, it would take a couple days to process, but I mean, once it shipped, it would be like a day thing. Yeah. So that sucks.
So my shirt will be here after when she's champ. That's my pick, though.
Stratton's Jason's pick.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Stratton. That man, man. That's a yeah. That's a but that's a rising star for sure. Stratton.
We'll go 3 for 3. All right. So main event, NXT Championship, Carmelo Hayes versus Bron Breakker.
And this is where my Mount Rushmore comes in at.
Okay.
Because the two of them didn't talk at all with each other. Wasn't in the same ring. Didn't converse with each other. Perfect. Because remember, that was my jabroni last week. Where their thing was terrible. Nope. And then you had another sneak attack from Braun, which I'm always for on the younger talent. Match was over with who was it? Leisure and Walker. As soon as the match was over with, they turned around, Braun with the spear on both of them. And then he just looked at the camera and was like, I'll see you next week, champ. That's all you needed. That's all you need. Mount Rushmore. But Melo's winning.
I'm going to go Melo.
I'd be surprised if they put the strap back on Braun. I know they changed it, but they changed his gimmick, but right now his gimmick doesn't need a belt. And I don't we've seen enough of him. I need Melo to be Melo now. And we talked about this before. It's like he doesn't need to be this storyline. Honestly, this storyline doesn't even make me want to watch Battleground tomorrow night live. Like I'll probably watch AEW and then catch Battleground later because I just got bored from everything that I've watched of this. So I want to see Melo be the way he was before and kind of build me back into being Melo fan because this kind of his build to stand deliver and this kind of just drive me a little bit on this his storyline period in NXT.
Not one, I disagree. I think Braun should have beat them up, put more pressure on Melo.
So I might eat that one up.
All right. Anything left on NXT?
No.
All right. So last one, AEW Double or Nothing. We got one buy-in match. So we'll move through that.
One?
That's all they're advertised now. But
the 8 hours show.
Originally, it wasn't on the buy-in, but I think things have changed a little bit in the match. So the buy-in match is Ethan Page and the Guns versus the Hardys and Hook. Exactly where it should be, but
exactly. Ethan Page deserves better.
Yes.
But I have Hardy earning his
I think for his contract. But then I think if the Hardys win, they get Ethan Page's contract. So it's like this doesn't end the storyline.
No.
Like it's just continuing it on for absolute nothing.
I'm going to Guns and Page. I have no interest in the Hardys at all. And I don't care about Hook.
Honestly, don't know how the Guns got in this.
Their intro.
I don't know how anybody's gotten in this.
I mean, their intro was good on Rampage with Ethan. I enjoyed that.
Didn't they just have... They just had the compound match with the rest of the guys. How did the Guns get in this? I must have missed that.
I'm glad I missed this the past few weeks. Because after they did the stuff backstage a few weeks ago, I've just been over this completely.
Yeah, as soon as brother Zay said, yeah, I got somebody for you guys, because I'm not clear. I knew it was Hulk. In his music hit, and I was like, yeah, I'm done. I thought he was gonna say Mark Quinn since we haven't seen him in forever.
Yeah. Hook and Ethan Page deserve better.
No, it's just Ethan Page. Don't you overstep.
Just Ethan Page. Just Ethan Page.
All right. Now that's the only right now that's the only buy-in match. So now we'll get into the main card. So we'll kick things off with the AEW World Trios Championship, which is now an open house match, because I guess something happened on Rampage last night. I didn't see Rampage, so it's now House of Black versus whoever wants to take the open challenge. So
also Black.
So I watched that match last night, and I wasn't even watching the match. I was just seeing whose eyes I can see within the lights in the audience. I didn't even care. I didn't notice it the week before, the lights like that, but this week it was just like too distracting for me.
Oh, yeah, because they had the white going through it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the first one was just all black.
Yeah.
It was almost like a house show, mm-hmm. you know, where it was just lights in the ring and everything else was black. And then, yeah, I actually liked the lights this week, but something different.
House of Black. I don't care who's on the other side at all.
They'd have to bring in like who'd I say right now? It's what, Okada, Tanahashi, and Ishii.
As
that would have to be the team in order for me to think that somebody's gonna take the titles off House of Black tonight.
Yeah,
you'll probably have a thing, Dark Order. No, because Best Friends is in the thing, the Battle Royal.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Okay. It'll probably be Dark Order. Yeah. Give the fans a little pop. You haven't seen them in a while.
Give everybody a payday.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Unsanctioned match. Adam Cole versus Chris Jericho.
Jabroni of the week. Right here. And you both know it because I told you. When they mentioned Sabu's name, I was like, come on now. It's like there is no point for there should be no reason Sabu should be on AEW television. Not because of the beef between them and AEW, or whatever. It's just like Sabu can't even barely walk down the ramp.
I didn't know he was living in Bombay, Nevada now.
Yeah, I didn't know that too. Like, did they find him in the deserts of Detroit? I was like, no. It's like, that's terrible. I'm tired of these lame surprises from AEW.
Yeah. I didn't mind it. I mean, but it doesn't make sense either.
Like, I didn't know Cole and Sabu was that close.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, like I didn't know like that was like in his, we'll go old school, like Sabu's in his MySpace top 8.
Yeah.
No. Like, had it been Kyle O'Reilly, would have made more sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would have made a lot more sense.
Yeah. But it was more just for a pop.
Fan service.
Yeah. That's all. I mean, it's kind of like, in a way, a little bit kind of like what they're doing with the tag team title match that we'll get to later, you know, with Mark Briscoe being.
Mm-hmm. And what are you enforcing?
An unsanctioned match.
You got to be the one to put the weapons in the ring in the unsanctioned match.
Again, another match that really does nothing for me. I think Jericho's going to win. I think Adam Cole still got to climb.
This feud isn't over.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Mm-mm. Give me Jericho.
Jason, to your point, I'm going with Adam Cole just because.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather see Cole win this than Jericho. You know, this is him coming off and needing to beat Jericho because of the shit that he did to Bert. You know, he's got to get that payback for that. But, like you said, this feud isn't over. It's a PPV. Jericho, I'm sure, has got to win. You know, and
got to win.
So, I wouldn't be surprised if Jericho won. And honestly, this still, the whole JAS. Jericho as a wrestler is one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. But since JAS, I could give a shit about Chris Jericho. And every week he just comes out and
it seems like he's not doing anything.
More. Yeah.
He's not doing anything.
Welcome to my side of the.
Like, especially whenever he was like in multiple segments of the show for a while.
Yeah.
Absolutely hated it. But All right, moving on. We're going to go to the AEW TBS Championship. We got Jade Cargill versus Taya Valkyrie. Is this the match Jade finally loses?
It has to be, because her whole title run is completely stale now. It is. If she doesn't lose this, he might as well just take that belt and just throw it away.
I don't want it, because I'm sure there's somebody in the world still more deserving that you can build instead of bringing somebody in and slapping the title on them.
They ran through them already.
Yeah. she's done the Roman. She's ran through the whole roster.
If anybody, it should have been Athena way back when.
Mm. Yeah.
That's who it should have been. But once that happened, it all became stale.
Unless Stratlander's cleared.
It's a name you haven't heard since ages ago.
I'd rather see that more than Sabu.
Same here.
I'm going to go Taya.
Yeah, I'm going Taya.
I'm going Jade.
Okay. And it continues.
Probably 60 and 0.
Is that what this one is?
This will be 60 and 0 if she wins tonight. It'll be 60 and 0.
That makes sense. Talk
about never running a boat against his sister.
All right, up next we got the ladder match. AEW TNT Championship, Wardlow versus Christian Cage.
It would have been nice if it would have been Luchasaurus versus Wardlow, but hey, you know, Legends always got the ear and there's something in the DK, so.
It's a ladder match, so, you know, Luchasaurus is going to get involved. Yeah. You know, so that's bound to happen at some point.
So or if he grabs the beginning, title, do we win?
What was dude's name that
won? Has it happened before? Brock's done it.
I was going to say, what's his name? James Ellsworth did it for Carmella.
Yeah.
Wardlow, because if you do anything else to bury this man, just put a nail in his coffin.
He's already buried.
I don't care about this match at all.
I don't either.
So I'm going to go Wardlow just to retain.
Wardlow to retain. Hopefully him and Hobbs fight again and Hobbs get the belt back. That's all this.
I'm tired of that hot potato. The back and forth with this too. It's like, honestly, I don't know what they can do to make me interested in the TNT title again. Because I really don't care about it right now.
No? Did it to themselves.
Yeah, they did.
Taquan said Wardlow.
Okay. All right, let's move over to the AEW Women's World Championship. Jamie Hayter versus Toni Storm.
There was no build. Give me Hayter.
They're saying that. Is Hayter legitimately hurt? Or is she kayfabe hurt?
I heard it's a kayfabe hurt.
Kayfabe hurt? Yeah. It doesn't matter. She's winning anyway.
Yeah.
She's retaining. Yeah. Be a good match, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah.
This isn't the payoff, though, either. Mm. You know, this is just a match to be a match, you know, for both sides. And they're still going to have their bigger match of group versus guts. Group.
That's a good one.
We'll let Steve know about that one so you can chalk that up for the week. That counts.
Yes, it counts. You're checked off and tackle one.
Yeah, I'm going Jamie Hayter to retain, because I don't know if this is going to lead to blood and guts necessarily, but something like that. Like, I could see it for them, I could see maybe it being a cage match. 3-on-3 cage. Regular cage. But to be determined.
Yeah.
So I don't even know all the participants for this one. There's 21 people in a blackjack battle royal for the AEW International Championship.
Oh, that's how Rampage went off yesterday. Everybody who was participating all brawled at the end.
Okay.
Yeah. While Orange Cassidy was in the ring, just holding the title.
Is this the ladder match?
No, this is just a battle royal. But it's for the International Championship.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
So whoever's left is the champ.
Yeah, Orange is defending the title in this match.
What was supposed to be the ladder match?
That was the TNT.
Oh, the TNT.
They don't have no thing this time.
not the brass ring.
Yeah.
See, I thought this was going to be a ladder match with all those people. Yeah. That's what I was interested in.
This is like normally when they do the casino battle royal, you know, for a title shot, for like a TNT title shot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now it's just for a title.
Okay. So probably the biggest people is either Orange retains, or you have Morrisley, who's a big bill now. Mm-hmm. Swerve, Keith Lee. I'll go Swerve on this, though.
I'm going with the field.
He's at the field. I'm going Swerve.
Yeah, I'm not sure who's all in. Like, I didn't look at the participants.
But all your jobber tag teams. All the jobber tag teams.
Don't get me wrong. Orange has had some good matches with this belt. And I kind of feel like they've put a little more focus on him the past few weeks. And I don't know if that's because of Collision. You know, he's now one of the, you know, the focuses on the marketing materials for that. So this match makes me question if he's going to drop the title. Whenever it was first announced, I was like, finally, we're going to get a new champion out of here. Mm-hmm. But now everything that they've been promoting, it's like I see Orange retaining. But it's like, I don't care about this belt, like, at all. In AEW, so it's like I'm okay with the good matches from time to time, and I think they can still do that with Orange, but give me somebody new. But I'd be surprised if it happens, though, so I'll be with Jason. Give me the field.
I care more about this belt than anything else on the roster, honestly.
This belt is defended more than a TNT belt. This feels more like the Workman belt than that's supposed to be.
This is one of my pet peeves in wrestling right now, is this belt, because you don't see the belt. I hate that he carries it around in a backpack. It's like, it's kind of like, I think back to like whenever the Attitude Era, Bobby Heenan used to shit on WWE all the time because he said, you know, like The Rock and Stone Cold never wore the belt. They just kind of like carried it down and like, just like kind of like would throw it around the ring a little bit. And he goes, you have to have respect for that title. And I kind of feel like that, like whenever you're just carrying around a backpack, you're not showing any respect for that belt. Like, and I get his gimmick, but like when I don't see the title, it makes me not even care about the title. Rant over.
I don't care about the champion, and I don't care about this title. But Swerve.
Be interesting to see if he is, or even if he makes it to the end, if Orange does retain, so. Another match I don't care about. AEW World Tag Team Championship, FTR versus Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal.
I like FTR, but I'm tired of them carrying around titles. So for a shock, I want Lethal and Jarrett to win.
I'm going to go FTR.
I want FTR to win. I don't need Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal being champion. I thought we were going to get that already. But this whole back and forth thing, you know, in the ring with Briscoe, it makes me question, are there going to be shenanigans in this match just to get Jeff and Jay a championship match? I'm going to go FTR to retain, but
I'm about to say, don't pick those guys. Don't. You did all this. Don't do all this clamor to put the belts on those guys and then take it off.
I'm cool with it being the chase. Like, I'm cool with them being in the chase for the belt, you know, and doing whatever they've been doing. But they've been too much in a chase for
too much storyline. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, okay. Like, Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal. Cool. Doesn't make sense. Like, the whole storyline they're doing with him makes no sense at all.
No, storyline don't make sense at all.
Yeah. So it's like, just put them on Rampage. Like, I don't need to see them. All right. We're going to go into the Anarchy in the Arena. We got the Blackpool Combat Club versus the Elite. Kind of the match that has been getting all the TV time.
Yeah.
As of late, other than the main event.
This was my second favorite storyline in all of wrestling. of course, Bloodline being number one. I'm definitely interested in the match itself. So, but I have to go with the Elite winning. I don't want to see him win because I like the heels and the Blackpool Combat Club. But it's just Hangman coming back to the Elite and all that stuff. You know, you got to make it a perfect story.
If you took Moxley out of this, I'd probably enjoy it. But as soon as he comes on my TV, I'm just like, background noise.
My man.
Give me... I don't know, because one team has John Moxley. And he doesn't lose often, but give me the Elite. Yuta takes the pin.
Of course. Yuta's the only one that's going to take a pin.
Okay. I'm going Blackpool Combat Club. I don't see this being the payoff. I see Blood and Guts being the payoff for this feud. Mm-hmm. So I'm going BCC for the win, and Elite will win overall in Blood and Guts.
Overall.
Dude, Don Callis shows up in this match.
It's anarchy in the arena. You never know. So. And one of the Young Bucks will take the pin.
The one with the busted arm.
There we go. Yeah. Whichever one that is. Yeah, let's go with that.
The one with the busted arm.
All right. And finally, we'll get into the AEW World Championship, the Four Pillars match. MJF, Sammy Guevara, Darby Allin, and Jungle Boy Jack Perry. Is this one even a question right now?
No. No.
Match I'm looking forward to, don't get me wrong, but
yeah.
Story was good, and then it was just nosediving from the beginning to the end. Darby Allin, if I hear a story one more time on that microphone about how he was sleeping in cars, working at Blockbuster, doing this, doing that, and AEW called and changed his life. It's just like, I don't need to hear three different shows, everybody's story. That wasn't MJF again. It is a complete nosedive. Of course, MJF is retained.
I'm gonna call out the same thing for Seth. It was cool day one. We got four shows of Seth promos. This is the same way. I don't need the promos. It just got old real quick. Mm-hmm. But MJF retains.
They'll deliver in the ring. They will definitely deliver in the ring because AEW is just nothing but a super indie promotion. So,
and especially if you still want to call these guys the Four Pillars, it has to. Because if it doesn't deliver in the ring, then how can they still be called the Four Pillars after tonight or after tomorrow night? So
I do feel like this slightly elevated Jungle Boy.
It just seemed like as time goes on, you could see like the difference in like their levels. It is like MJF is like up here and the rest of them are just not even close.
Me, I'll agree with that. MJF is up here. Sammy and Jungle Boy are next level down, but Darby's below that.
You have Darby below that. Yeah. I have Darby above.
I feel like out of anybody, Darby's the one that I've cared the least about in this whole process to get here.
I don't have him on like the care about list. I just have him like how he was booked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like he was, you know, TNT champ. He's more accomplished. Second to MJF. He's done more. That's why he's seen. But like, if you say care about, yeah, I put Darby down the bottom. Yeah.
Like I can see, this is just a comparison and not like an exact, like I see it being the same thing, but Jungle Boy's kind of reminded me a little bit of Cody. You know, like when Cody first started in WWE.
Yeah.
You know, how young and wasn't like as built as he is now. You know, and he's done the work to get, you know, to build himself up, you know, get a bigger physique and everything and look like a main event player. And I'm seeing that with Jungle Boy a little bit from where he started. And you can tell like he's put in a lot of work behind the scenes. And I think he's getting there. I think he's trying to get that look of being a main event player. We know. I think we've all thought it could possibly be something someday, but this match could be the match to
kind of tell. Yeah. This match should be the truth teller to if the other three even have a chance at that title. Because right now, I still don't see any of the three. Not even close.
Sammy, at some point, will be in the main event and will be a key guy in the company. But there's going to have to be some sort of character change. He can't be Sammy the way he's been and just be Sammy as AEW champion. I need something to change with Sammy in order to get there. I'm cool with him being who he is now, but... like kind of like, I don't know, like kind of like Seth, you know, turn your back on the Shield and then be, you know, Triple H's guy, you know, in a way.
I don't know. He has too many backroom issues for me.
Like when MJF was cutting that promo and he was talking about being the pillars and being the guys, I'm like, I was just sitting there thinking, like, you still got Moxley there. You still got Omega there.
Oh, yeah.
To me, they're not even the top guys yet.
True.
I mean, they are the future. No doubt. I mean, no doubt. But it just made me feel like there's other guys who you can build. Not build, but.
Ones who are in the prime right now.
Yeah.
Just like WWE with Roman and Seth, AJ, you know, you see young people, but you know that they're no time soon is gonna overcome them right yet.
All right, so after tonight, for AEW, next step is Collision and then Forbidden Door. For New Japan, we still have Dominion in 2 weeks and then Forbidden Door. Do you see any crossovers tonight to start building up toward Forbidden Door? Or is there anything that you want to see for that?
Maybe Anarchy in the Arena if Don Callis comes down and that phone call he was on, person he's talking to on the phone, Will Ospreay.
Okay.
Just to interfere with Kenny and build that up to Forbidden Door.
I'm cool with that. I mean, there is.
I'm not too well.
Who is it? Will Ospreay, I think, is facing Lance Archer at Dominion for the United States Championship, I think. Is that it? Or whatever? What title does he hold? Whatever title it is. I don't remember, but.
I thought Kenny was still champ, or did he lose that?
Maybe that's Kenny then. That's wrestling Lance Archer.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's still a title match in between there, but I don't see Lance Archer winning that. So.
Of course not. That might be the only thing. I don't see nothing else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't ask in between because I wanted to get an overall and not for each. Match of the weekend instead of match for each card. What match are you looking forward to the most, or what do you think will steal the show?
Steal the show?
There's a lot to choose from. Like steal the show. Like
storyline, emotion wise, I'm going Bloodline and Bloodline. In ring match wise, I'll get back to you on that one. Okay. I think I'll give it to the four pillars.
Okay.
Match of the weekend, North American title. I still think that's going to be good.
Right now, I want the World Heavyweight Championship to be the match. Just because. You know, two of my favorite people. I want it to be a good match. Set the standard for that belt, finally. If that doesn't deliver, I think I might go with Gunther and Mustafa Ali. I think that match could. Just thinking of the matches Gunther has had, I think this could very well continue that trend.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Three shows. Night of Champions, which will be happening within the next hour. NXT Battleground, and AEW Double or Nothing. Covered a lot here. Is there anything that we missed that you forgot about that you want to cover right now?
Add another Mount Rushmore, Willow Nightingale. Mm-hmm. Slap. I don't know who made that call, if it was Sasha mid-match or what, but yeah, throwing a belt on her.
Yeah.
Hopefully they do right by her in AEW now. Or not do right, but put a little light under the fire.
No, anything for her. Mm-hmm. You know, she goes all around. She's on the AEW roster and on the Ring of Honor roster, so they've already done it with her and Athena, but I think she's the most logical choice to dethrone Athena at some point.
Yeah. So
I think now could be her test, really. You know, being a champion to see how she does.
Everybody likes holding two belts.
I said this a few weeks ago whenever they announced it. I hate this belt. I hate the strong belts in general. Mm-hmm. But we'll see how it goes. Because I think I saw the next strong event's going to be in Japan. It's like, then it's not a strong event.
That's just a new Japan event.
Yeah, strong is supposed to be here in the States. And it's July 4th weekend, too, in Japan. It's like, I think it's called Independence Day. It's like, this just doesn't make sense.
At all. The Japanese really care about July 4th.
Yeah. I have a comment, but I'm not saying it.
Yeah, no, there's nothing. Like I said, wrestling could be missable for me this whole weekend.
I watched Raw and I watched Dynamite this week. NXT is just, if I have the time, I watch it. That's not even on my radar week to week. Rampage, same thing. SmackDown last night, I didn't watch it. And I was cool with that. Like I actually enjoyed not watching it. And
the weeks before pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Too.
It was pre-taped, so I read the results last week. So
true. Like,
yeah. I didn't. That's the main reason why I didn't tune into it. And it's like, okay. Like, I watched Raw. The only one I watched live was Dynamite. I watched Raw on tape delay, so. I'm getting to the point where it's just like, yeah, if I don't watch wrestling, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Might just end up being pay-per-views here. You know, that's it.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah. So, I don't have anything left. Is there anything final thoughts-wise that you guys want to talk about?
No.
Okay. All right, guys. Hit us up at DumbWorksPod on all our social media. Like, follow, subscribe, everything. Head over to Spotify. Follow us on there. Listen to the show. We need to get our listeners up on that show. Help support your boys. Make some money for the show. And if you really want to support us too, go to prowrestlingtees.com/dumbmarkspod. Buy the merch. Got new logo shirts, old logo shirts. If there's anything you want to see, let us know.
My face on the shirt. We can get you that.
Well, I mean, because about Christmas, sure where you were going with that first
we're going to talk about that.
Hit Jason up in the DMs if that's something you want to talk about.
You never know.
You never know is right.
Let me tell you about hard times.
I don't want to know what you're talking about harder. All right. With that, I'll do the quote of the week here. There's a reason the rearview mirror is smaller than the windshield. There is a reason the rearview mirror is smaller than the windshield. So it's a lot of wrestling this weekend. Hope you guys enjoy it. And until next time, we're the Dumb Marks.